これから2022年度第2回国連英検 B 級のリスニングテストを始めます。
1. Directions. You will hear 10 statements or questions. For each statement or question, choose the most appropriate response and mark your answer on your answer sheet. Number 1.
What do you do?
Number 2. How was your trip to Italy?Number 3.
I just won free tickets to Hawaii.
Number 4. Would you like to update to our premium plan? Number 5.
Sorry, I'm running a bit late.
Number 6. How long have you been living in the States? Number 7.
I'm not a big fan of shopping online.
Number 8. Let's go for a few rounds of drinks tonight.Number 9.
Sir, this is a no smoking area.
Number 10. I don't know how to thank you. Two. Directions.You will hear 10 short conversations. Choose the best answer for each follow-up question and mark your answer on your answer sheet. Number 11.
Let me get this. You're here visiting us, so it's my treat.
Oh, really? Wow, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Of course. I hope you enjoyed the meal.
Question.What is the woman going to do for the man? Number 12. The economy has been doing so badly that I'm scared to look at my portfolio each morning.
If your investments are in long-term funds, you shouldn't be too worried.
But I'm planning to retire in 5 years.I'm afraid the stock market won't recover by then. Question. What is the main topic of this conversation? Number 13.
How's your book going? A lot of our customers have been asking me when you're coming out with the new one.
I'm almost done.I just sent my publisher the final chapter yesterday.
That's great. Can't wait to read it. I'll make sure we dedicate a whole shelf over there just for you.
Question. What is most likely the woman's job? Number 14.Excuse me. Hi. Could you take a picture for me and my friend over there?
Sure. I'm not good with these types of cameras, so you'll have to show me. What do I do?
Okay. So to take the picture, press this button halfway first to focus. And when you see on this screen that our faces are in focus, then press the button down all the way. Oh, and could you take it vertically to get all of the church in the background? Question. What is the relationship between the man and the woman? Number 15.
Is everyone okay? Are you guys hurt? I'm so sorry. I didn't see you coming out of there.
We're okay. You do know this is a one-way street, right?
No, I didn't. I am so sorry. I just started driving by myself from yesterday. Anyway, could you call the police? My phone got stolen a few days ago, so I don't have a phone on me right now.
Question. Which of the following just happened to both the man and the woman? Number 16. I hope your meal is going well. I'm just going to leave the check right here. Is there anything else I can get you? Maybe a box for the pasta?
Everything is delicious. Thank you. We don't need a box for the pasta, but, we ordered dessert a while ago. Is that coming soon?
Let me go and check on that for you. Question. What did the woman ask the man about? Number 17. So when are you going to Japan? Weren't you planning on studying there?
Oh, don't remind me. I spent 2 whole years learning Japanese, and my husband and I put off having kids just so I could go and study in Japan. I waited for a whole year, and even after all that, the government still wouldn't issue me a student visa because of the pandemic, so I just finally gave up on trying to go.
Oh, wow. I had no idea. That must have been so disappointing. Question. What did the woman give up on? Number 18.
You look happy. What's the occasion?
I'll finally be able to take a day off next week. I've been so busy these past couple of months that I haven't had any rest at all. I heard you're traveling soon.
Yeah, I have a business trip to the UK next week. I'll be away from my dog for 3 months, and I probably won't get any time off while I'm there. I'm so not looking forward to it at all.
Question. How does the woman probably feel? Number 19. ABC Corporation, this is Ryan speaking.
Hi, I'm Alice Walker from Tomorrow Innovations. I'd like to speak with Mr. Anderson regarding a recent shipment I received from him. I ordered 20 chairs, but he only sent me 12.
I'm afraid Mr. Anderson is not in the office today. I'll have him contact you as soon as he gets back. Could I get your phone number? Question. Why did the woman call? Number 20.
Why did you order so much water and canned foods? Do we have enough space to store all this?
You never know when a food shortage might be coming. I just want to be well prepared.
I think you've been watching too many end-of-the-world prediction videos online.
Question. What does the woman think about the man? Three. Directions. You will hear 5 conversations. After each conversation, you will hear 2 follow-up questions. Choose the best answer for each question and mark your answer on your answer sheet. Questions 21 and 22 are based on the following conversation. City Center Salon. How may I help you?
Hi. I have an appointment with Lisa tomorrow at 3 p.m. for a bang trim in full color. Unfortunately, something suddenly came up, so I need to reschedule to sometime next week.
Sure thing. Let me check Lisa's schedule really quickly. Okay, so next week, Lisa is only available on Tuesday after 4 p.m. or on Thursday at noon.
I'm not available at any of those times. Can you just cancel my appointment for tomorrow and I'll book Lisa again another time?
Of course. Okay, you're all set. We hope to hear from you soon. Number 21. Where is the man probably working? Number 22. What did the woman decide to do for now? Questions 23 and 24 are based on the following conversation.
The daycare we usually put our daughter in is closed, so I'm looking for someone who can babysit for me next week from Monday to Friday while I'm working from home.
Why don't you try posting an advertisement online? I'm sure you can find someone easily that way.
Is it safe, though? How will I know if I can trust a random stranger I find online?
Ask the applicants to submit a resume with their background and work experience. Oh, and ask for references and then contact them.
That sounds like so much work, and it would take so much time. Maybe I'll try doing that next time, when I'm not in such a hurry to find someone.
Number 23. Which of the following does the man not suggest to the woman? Number 24. What does the woman think about the man's suggestion? Questions 25 and 26 are based on the following conversation.
There have been high temperature records all over the world, and our leaders are still not taking climate change seriously.
I think the problem is the climate change side always warns about the consequences of climate change, but then nothing extremely serious actually happens, so it's hard for people to take these warnings seriously.
Are unprecedented natural disasters like heat waves and wildfires not serious enough?
Well, obviously not, right? Climate change just isn't as important to regular people as it is to climate activists.
What is more important than whether humanity can exist or not?
Number 25. Which of the following is probably true based on this conversation? Number 26. Which natural disaster does the woman specifically mention? Questions 27 and 28 are based on the following conversation. I've been really into this game lately. It's so much fun.
I try to stay away from smartphone games. They're so much fun that they become addicting. Also, aren't most of them just super mindless and violent?
Mindless, maybe, but they're not always violent. I spend a lot of time playing games, but I also have a busy social life. It's all about balance. I play them only when I have time to kill.
I admit I might be a bit biased because of all the bad stuff I see on TV about video game addiction.
Fair enough. But like I said, if you just play it in your free time, I don't see anything wrong with it. I've seen some of my coworkers play games on their phone at work, though. Now that's a problem. Number 27. What does the woman not say about smartphone games? Number 28. When does the man play smartphone games? Questions 29 and 30 are based on the following conversation.
Hi, are you interested in donating to help refugees displaced by the war?
Sure. Can I ask how much of the money actually goes to helping refugees? No offense, but I've heard that a lot of these NGOs actually spend much of the money on administrative and fundraising costs, so not all the money goes to the actual cause.
I totally hear you. At International Refugees Fund, 90% of the money we receive will go directly to helping refugees. Here is a detailed breakdown of how and where we spend the money.
Okay. Wow, that's impressive. Sorry if I sounded a little cynical. Can I donate $20?
Of course. Thank you so much. We'll definitely put it to good use.
Number 29. Where does the woman probably work? Number 30. How does the woman react to the man's concern? Four. Directions. You will hear two short talks. After each talk, you will hear five follow-up questions. Choose the best answer for each question and mark your answer on your answer sheet. Questions 31 through 35 are based on the following talk.
I think there were two things I did that helped me take my interior design business from a one-person side job in my bedroom to what it is today. First, I built up my confidence by learning from my failures. I didn't study design. I was a self-taught designer, so a lot of what I was doing was just trial and error. And trust me, I failed a lot. But I didn't let my mistakes stop me from moving forward. I filed away every mistake as a learning experience for what not to do in the future. Oh, and I also shared a lot of my failures with the audience on my blog so they could learn from my mistakes as well. I think that really helped me build trust with them. Second, I forced myself to focus on my goal by not giving myself any option to turn back. I sold my house, moved to a different state, and put all my time, money, and energy into the business. There was no plan B. I didn't have an exit strategy, so I had to succeed. I don't know if that was the smartest decision, but at that time, that was the right decision for me.
Number 31. What is most likely the speaker's job? Number 32. What did the speaker say helped her gain confidence? Number 33. Where did the speaker share stories of her failures? Number 34. What does the speaker attribute her success to? Number 35. Which of the following did the speaker not mention doing? Questions 36 through 40 are based on the following talk. Logical fallacies are mistakes that people make in the reasoning process. In order to help your students think deeply, they need to know about the different types of logical fallacies. Here's an example. You might hear someone claim, "Whenever I wear red, my favorite sports team always wins." That means if they wear red every day for the rest of their life, their team will never lose another game. This argument is a false cause fallacy. A happens, then B happens. So you assume that A caused B. Maybe, but maybe not. Another logical fallacy that's quite common is the ad hominem attack, which is when someone attacks the person instead of the argument. For instance, you say something like, "I don't think our government should be so aggressive when dealing with China." And the other person replies with, "Well, you never graduated college, so you don't know what you're talking about." Ad hominems are horrible for debate, but they are often used by politicians who don't want to directly address a legitimate argument. There are many other logical fallacies, like the No True Scotsman fallacy, the Texas Sharpshooter fallacy, the Bandwagon fallacy, etc. I can go on and on, but the main point here is in order to help your students make strong arguments, you should teach them about logical fallacies. Number 36. Who most likely is the speaker? Number 37. Who is the speaker most likely speaking to? Number 38. Which example does the speaker give to explain the false cause fallacy? Number 39. Who does the speaker say often use ad hominem attacks? Number 40. Which of the following logical fallacies did the speaker not mention? This is the end of the listening comprehension section. Go on to the next section.